You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Damn Skippy. That time of the week where we delve into all things marijuana related to New Zealand and abroad a little bit. And it's media stuff. So we put marijuana and media together and now we do a segment. And I'm looking at John and he's like, shut up. Hey, Chris Fowley's here. That's the most important thing, although John's great.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, good. It is the most important thing. Thank you.
A couple of zingers on me just then.
Sorry, mate.
So, Chris, have you got something to chat about, or is Big Hungry initiating this conversation? What news do you have,
Ken? The big news on my part is this bill that's finally been dropped into Parliament. For like the lucky dip scenario that how Parliament works with bills, it's actually quite archaic, if you ask me.
Oh no! They've updated.
Oh, really?
They've gone from a top hat to a cookie tin.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What kind of cookies? Griffins?
I don't know. We've got to find that out.
It's important. I actually thought right off the bat because Amanda Jane Robinson, who does The Wire on Monday, had a great interview with Matidia Ture related to Julian Genta's bill that we're talking about. And strangely enough, it's actually 4 minutes, 20 seconds long.
Huh.
That's buzzy, eh? I don't know if she planned that.
Buzzy.
It's great, though. But I thought we should just actually go ahead and have a listen to that, and then we can discuss.
Yeah.
Right on. Here we go. Here's Amanda Jane Robinson talking to Matidia Ture.
So Green MP Julian Genta has submitted a members' bill into the ballot which would legalise access to cannabis products for New Zealanders suffering from terminal illness or any debilitating condition. Can you talk about who would this legalise cannabis for specifically?
For anybody whose doctor believes that cannabis would provide them with some relief, in effect. So this is the minimum that we can do for compassion. For people who are suffering an illness and for whom cannabis would be would provide relief from pain or nausea or any other condition that they have. The bill is based around a doctor making that decision alongside the patient, which is perfectly sensible because there are only people who can make these decisions about whether or not a patient needs a particular medicine is surely their doctor alongside the patient. And in terms of administering that medicine, or at least, you know, managing the impacts, both good and bad, of that medicine, it's the doctor that the patient would go to. So it's the doctor who should be making the decision. At the moment, politicians make the decision, which is really unwise and lacks compassion. We can fix that.
And why do you think now is the right time to bring this bill in?
Well, we've had MedPot bills before. I had one that was run out of the ballot a few years ago. It didn't get through, unfortunately, and it was not that dissimilar from this one. It was based on a doctor's prescription. And I just think the debate's moved on. You know, we've been campaigning for this for years and years and years, and there's lots of people in, you know, organisations like Normal, for example, who've been campaigning on it for years. I think we need to give a huge amount of credit to Helen Kelly and to Rose Renton for their leadership on MedPot over the last 2 years. You know, they both threw themselves right into the heat of this debate, and they took the heat. I mean, they've really moved the country's view around MedPot. It's just to simply... For compassion alone, we should be making sure patients have decent access to decent medicines. So I think following those two women and their amazing leadership, the whole country's attitude has changed. So finally, you know, let's try and get a bill up that will meet the country's expectations of what compassionate and decent law should look like.
And how would it be ensured that it wasn't misused at all?
In the same way that the medical profession tries to manage the prescription of opiates. I mean, you know, there are much worse drugs are more addictive, have worse side effects, that are arguably more dangerous, that doctors prescribe all the time, every day in this country. So there's a little bit of that, you know, cannabis hysteria that goes on when anyone ever talks about MedPot. But actually, doctors are very well-trained in managing when their patient, they don't necessarily think it's good for their patient, or when they think there is misuse of other drugs by patients. And I think we can trust them to do that with MedPot as well.
And so what's the next step in the process of this bill?
The bill's in the ballot, so which is a gamble. You know, it has to be pulled out of the ballot. And I'm very hopeful that it will before the election. I think it's really important we finally had a proper discussion about this. There's been talk about a referendum and all of that stuff, but I think that's just wasting time, really. The country has moved on. Every poll that comes out says that the country is ready for a more compassionate approach, and we should just do it and get on with it. I mean, people are suffering. Not only are they suffering because they can't get access legally to the medicine that makes them well, or makes them, you know, feel much better when they're seriously ill, but people go to jail for it. I mean, the politicians on the other side deny this, but it is true. People go to jail. People who are in wheelchairs go to jail. People who are really sick go to jail because they use cannabis for medicinal purposes. It's ridiculous, and we've got to change the law.
Right on. Great. Thanks for that, Amanda and the Wire team. Always doing fabulous work. Yeah, good little... agree with everything said there, Chris?
Absolutely. Gosh. Yeah, no, I didn't hear that on Monday, so that was really good listening to that.
But, yeah.
Phenomenal. I mean, hard to find anything to disagree with there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's spot on that Helen Kelly and Rose Renton really changed the whole debate. And the country is ready for it, and we don't need to waste time doing referendums and things. And governments have ignored every single referendum that's ever been held.
Right.
So what's the point? You know?
Yeah.
They just need to get on with it. And like what Materia said, this bill is not radical that they've put forward. It's actually really moderate.
Right.
And it is, I mean, it's kind of like the minimum that anyone should be doing. It's not a, you know, when you look at what's happening in the rest of the world and what patients need, you know, I think it's a really sensible bill.
And you've actually got the bill right here.
Right there.
Wow. I don't know if I've ever seen a bill before. Let me have a
go. It's just a bit of paper.
We're 5 pages. I expected more like a big old manila folder when it comes to a bill. Well, John, anything jump out at you there, John? Is there a flip through? Beady little eyes. Yep.
It basically lets patients either cultivate their own cannabis and process it into products or nominate someone to do that for them. And that's very standard when you look at the 26 states in America that allow that, and
right.
Canada and, you know, starting in Australia and things. So yeah,
what happened, like, is it so now somebody that's opposed to this bill would just like pick this apart, right? They find something wrong with it, and then it just can be squashed on the floor. Is that how this works? Or
yeah, well, you've got to, it'll go for assuming it gets drawn. That's a random thing.
Yeah,
right.
I think
they draw 3 or 4 each month.
But so you were saying, you've told me in the past that Greens seem to have a pretty good luck with bills.
They punch above their weight somehow. They seem to get more than their numbers.
It's vibrations. It's all vibrations.
So if it gets drawn, you need the majority on the first vote, and a lot of normally for bills, a lot of MPs will support bills even if they don't agree with them. They'll support them on the first vote to get it to select committee so it can be debated and hopefully improved.
Right.
So as long as you get a few coming at it like that, but seriously, I think the only way a bill like this would fail is if politics comes into it. If they oppose
the
sake of opposing it, right? And I think they'll be out of a job if they do that.
I feel like if it got drawn tomorrow, we're in good stead here.
Yeah.
You know.
Surely there must be the incentive of like, they can see that it's a big tax earner for the government, can't they? You know, like local business, you know, it'll foster some of that, get people employed, a stream of tax revenue from it. I mean, why wouldn't they do it, you know?
Well, this is medical, so that hopefully they won't be trying to levy any kind of excise tax or have, like, you know, fees that patients can't afford or things like that. That's not really the idea. But in terms of an employment base and getting perhaps people who might be in the illicit black market and getting where that income and that cash is, you know, not being taxed in it, and then maybe, hey, they set up a proper kind of business in that. So there will be a bit of that, but I guess in terms of the, you know, raising significant amount of tax in that, you've really got to look at wider law reform for adult use. And as it would happen, the Opportunities Party is releasing their policy tonight. 7 o'clock on the project.
Okay. Have they hinted as to what it's going to be?
Yeah, I've read it this afternoon. Okay. Embargoed copy. Can't talk about it.
Okay.
But I will just say, it's very good.
Oh, great.
And I think I could say it's the most well-developed and specific policy that I've ever seen.
Cool.
Out of a New Zealand political party or even an organisation that campaigns on it. They have really gone down into real detail on it. So, you know, it's very interesting and, yeah, definitely takes its inspiration from what's happening overseas.
So this doctor prescription buzz, if I could just say all this happens and the bill gets passed and everything's rad and bless up, that happens, whatever, you know? If that happens, will it be what will it be like compared to? Will it be like a cold and flu tablet scenario, like that kind of thing, where you can't get it from a pharmacy, you need a doctor? So it'll be like a Prozac sort of thing, or
it's,
you know,
of,
if I could name like a drug that's out there right now.
This is more like a herb that you will go to your doctor to get approval for, but then you will just grow yourself.
Oh,
you know? So it's kind of like a new. I can't think of anything else like that. Where your doctor could say,
they're not even saying prescribing it.
They're saying a doctor's report.
Because it's not like we can supply the government. Can't supply right now. The government isn't growing. It's not like you can go. The doctor goes, try this Maui Wowie.
Yeah. And when you pharmaceuticalize cannabis products, they become more expensive than the black market. Even.
Yeah,
and
I don't want big pharma to be up in there.
Pharma, that just putting them to that standard, they have to invest millions in these facilities and all this testing and work out all the rules and everything. And it just makes it even like Sativex, right? It's like less than $100 worth of cannabis at black market price, and that's the $1,400, you know. And if that was properly legal, that $100 of cannabis is probably about $10 worth, right? So. Yeah. That's what pharmaceuticalizing it does it. And the Greens thing, it's interesting. It'll be like, they get, they call it a supportive medical report. And then you take that and go, here's my doctor's supportive medical report. And I guess you pin it on the wall and I'm not quite sure of the details there. Will the police get notified? I don't know, there's a little bit still to work out.
I'm sure there'll be a grey period where it's all a little bit Mad Max, you know, Wild Westy. But these are the teething periods that we've got to get through, eh?
Like, yeah, but we can also learn from all these states, right? So we don't have to go through that Wild West period because they've done that.
Yes,
and we can kind of learn from that, but we can also adapt it and kind of look at, for example, the Liquor Licensing Trust kind of approach.
There's
other kind of models that we can look at too, you know.
Cool as. Hey, I know we've already played a piece of audio, but I noticed that the Green Party has posted old mate Dr. David Bearman, who was down sort of the centre of the North Island for a little bit last week, speaking to Julian Genter about his views on medical marijuana, and he's obviously a really intelligent guy. Should we have a listen to that? Right on.
Perception that if we make cannabis legal, that there will be more harms associated with its use. What would you say to that?
I would say that's rubbish. I mean, why don't we then not have any therapeutic agent that has side effects not be legal? Are we going to look at the benefits or are we going to look at the side effects? When you prohibit something, that's one of the worst regulatory things that you can do, particularly something that is helpful and useful and that people want. I mean, you're creating a crime where none needs to exist. And there's a confusion between a conflation of the recreational use of cannabis with the medical use. So, I mean, the benefits of the medicinal use of cannabis are overwhelming and inarguable, and anybody who opposes the use of cannabis as a medicine either is unaware of the science or is unwilling to educate themselves.
What a dimed guy. On point. So yeah, that was Julian Genter talking to Dr. David Bearman about his views on medical marijuana, or like a fragment on it. What's rad about that is he actually kind of looks like my passed away grandfather, which is quite cool. But that's just a side note.
Yeah. Anything to add, John, mate?
Now's your chance.
R.I.P. Grandpa Hungry.
Yes, thank you very much. Hey, thank you so much, Chris, for another fabulous edition.
Thank you. Quick shout out before I go. Happy birthday to the Hemp Store. 20 years this week.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Round of applause.
Woo!
Good news. Shit, and may you keep going strong.
That's right. Thank you.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my man.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.